Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 80 today under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for storms, lows level off around 60. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 77. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 70.
Mid-America Network News. A child died from injuries in a weekend apartment fire in Overland Park. On Saturday night, crews responded to an apartment fire at the Sheridan Ridge Apartments. Firefighters rescued two people from the roof and two others from a second-story bathroom. Another person was found on the ground outside the apartment. One adult and three children were transported in critical condition. Another adult transported in stable condition. One 11-year-old boy died of injuries. The fire is still under investigation. One person died in an accident just before 1:30 p.m. yesterday in Ellsworth County. A motorcycle was eastbound on Kansas 140 Highway near the city of Ellsworth. The vehicle traveled off the road and struck the north side of the ditch. The driver, who was wearing a helmet, was pronounced deceased. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night at 7, the UFL brings hard-hitting action as the D.C. Defenders take on the Birmingham Stallions. Saturday, Major League Soccer heats up as Minnesota United faces LAFC at 3:30. Then at 6, it's MLB on Fox as the Cubs battle the Dodgers. On Sunday, NASCAR roars into Talladega Super Speedway for high-speed racing at 12:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
The Ellis County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing person. Alberto Solis, a 42-year-old Hispanic male, was last seen approximately 6:45 on Friday, April 17th. His vehicle, a tan in color 1999 GMC Suburban, was later located abandoned around 7:15 p.m. Alberto is 6 feet tall, weighs approximately 200 pounds. He was last seen wearing a gray t-shirt and black sweatpants. He also has several tattoos on both left and right arms. Saline County Commissioner Monty Shadwick has officially announced his resignation from the Board of County Commissioners after more than 11 years of public service. According to Saline County, the announcement was made yesterday afternoon. He was first elected in 2005, playing a significant role in guiding the county through a period of growth and organizational change. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Time's running out for spring savings. Take advantage of the offer from BF Goodrich at Mike's OK Tire. You'll receive $80 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission on qualifying purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Offer is good through May 31st. Check out this deal today. Receive $80 back on a qualifying set of four new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville, offering tire sales and service as well as front-end alignments.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Aurora City Council in Aurora, Nebraska recently voted unanimously 4-0 to accept proposals to help restructure or even privatize their EMS services within the community. As during the latest public hearing, it did create a divided community talking about the future of those emergency services for the area.
We will need to apply business principles to the operation of all of our city departments, regardless whether the city is in charge or whether we contract with another service. That implies there will be change. Change is not easy, but change is necessary.
As a former professional in the United States Army, you know, I understand the difference between service motive to the community versus a business motive, which is for profit, which is not wrong. A business,
does not survive being proper.
Mid-America Network News.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality shooting in Beatrice early Tuesday morning remains under investigation. Authorities were called for reports of screaming and loud bangs to 9th and Summit Streets, where police found a 37-year-old man, Joshua May, lying near the street shortly after 5:30 a.m. He was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital and reportedly died as a result of being shot Tuesday morning. Again, that investigation continues in Beatrice. The fatality was Joshua May. An injury accident was reported in Beatrice early Monday morning near the courthouse at 7th and Lincoln Streets. A pair of vehicles collided, sending one person involved to the local hospital with minor injuries reported. Washington County Veterans Memorial Airport was among 53 recipients statewide to receive funding for airport development projects. Washington County was awarded $1.2 million for one runway rehabilitation and were among 105 applications received. City of Lynn is designing an oversized mural for the grain elevator. They recently revealed the design, which will include a Washington County creamery truck, a Holstein cow, American flag, and barnyard chickens. An artist is to arrive in August for the project. Monetary contributions to complete the work are being accepted at United Bank and Trust in Lynn, and in-kind contributions as well as volunteer help will be coordinated. Curtis Hawkinson has been named administrator for North Central Kansas Medical Center at Concordia, effective May 18th. Hawkinson had served previously the past 19 years as administrator at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville, and has served in hospital administration for nearly 30 years. An interim administrator has been hired at CMH. Hawkinson takes over for Dave Garnis, who's moving on to Salina Regional Health. City of Washington Ambulance Service has been awarded a Kansas Board of EMS grant for purchase of a Lucas device, which provides mechanical CPR for victims of cardiac arrest. The grant, nearly $15,000, as well as some $6,000 in donations from an ice cream stand at Washington last year, provided funds needed for the purchase of a device, chargers, batteries, and accessories. Marysville High School baseball games Thursday this week have been moved to Frankfort beginning at 4:30 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available on our website Monday through Fridays, KNDYradio.com, and on our social media. Services were Tuesday for Anna Mae Davis, age 93 of Pawnee City, who passed away Sunday, where a mortuary handled arrangements for Anna Davis. Shirley A. Johnson, age 86 of Pawnee City, passed away April 16th. Graveside service Friday at 2 at the Pawnee City Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Shirley Johnson. Infant Whitley Stewart passed away April 17th. Infant son of Ty and Sierra Stewart. Funeral service to be held Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for infant Whitley Stewart. Nancy J. Hyman, age 85, passed away April 18th in Lynn. Private service to be held at Beloit, with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Nancy Hyman.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Then showers are likely throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Rain showers are possible early Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday, sunny otherwise with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still a chance for some scattered showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then scattered showers possible into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 67, record high on this date 94. The average low 42 and the record low 22. Sunset this evening 8:10, sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
From snowstorms to heat waves, almost anything can happen in April. We look at some old-time weather lore for April on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 22nd, the 112th day of the year. Actor Jack Nicholson celebrates his 89th birthday, and on this day 48 years ago, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first teamed up as the Blues Brothers. We all know this month's most famous bit of weather lore. April showers bring May flowers. But here's some lesser-known April weather wisdom that you can put to the test. Farmers hope for stormy conditions because when April blows its horn, 'tis good for both hay and corn. The full moon is said to bring frost, presumably because clear nights are generally cold. Another adage goes, April weather, rain and sunshine both together. And we'll leave you with this precautionary proverb about packing away the mittens and scarves too soon. Change not a thread till April is dead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
My family loves Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Mom says their cars are top quality, and Dad says their service is the best around. Me, I like all the cool features their vehicles offer. From sales, service, rentals, and more, they've got everything you need. So check out Crown Over Auto Sales and let them hand you the keys with no unnecessary fees.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. More focus when it comes to the transfer portal for college basketball now that the season is officially over for 2025 and 2026. As the Kansas Jayhawks wrapped up last week, landing their very first commitment since the transfer portal officially opened. As big news from the Jayhawks, after former Utah forward Keanu Dawes has announced his commitment to come into the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team, That announcement happening at the end of last week. The junior ended up spending the past two seasons at the University of Utah, with his freshman year coming from Rice University. And during the past 2025-26 basketball season, Dawes did average 12.5 points and 8.8 rebounds per game, leading the Utes in rebounding overall for the team. Last season, Utah did end up falling to the Kansas Jayhawks in a 71-59 loss during the regular season, where Dawes during that game did put up 22 points and 12 rebounds against the Jayhawks. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas City Chiefs fans say they're excited for finally having the 2026 NFL Draft officially on us, with Thursday being NFL Draft night and the Kansas City Chiefs giving a plan on what they may look like and what they may be looking for when it comes to choosing some of the next players to join the Chiefs for the upcoming football season. It is a big year for the Kansas City Chiefs, where they are coming in the first round sitting at number 9 and having a total of 9 selections in this year's draft, more than what we've seen since 2013 when they came in with that number 1 overall pick. In a statement from the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach, he did release a statement saying, quote, "There's a lot of areas to improve on our roster on both sides of the football. I think it does open up that number 9 pick to go in any one direction. Certainly, we'll see how the first 5 or 6 picks go. Then whether it's a defensive backfield, the offensive line, edge rusher, receiver, again, we need a lot of help in many of those areas." He went on to say they are optimistic about going into the 2026 and 27 NFL season. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, football season tickets are on sale now as Colin Klein returns as head coach of your Wildcats.
Some people like to visit physicality. We live there. We're going to be the new old school.
Be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium for all 7 home games this fall.
Every single one of us in here has something to give to help take this program where we need it to go.
Order your season tickets by the April 24th deadline. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry, Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
When the forsythia flower, it's time to start watching for the eastern tent caterpillar. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This insect is more of a nuisance than threat to healthy trees. The tiny caterpillars emerge in early spring and begin feeding and creating webby tents when temperatures warm and tree leaves expand. A family of caterpillars lives in each webby tent. They leave the tent to forage for food early in the morning, evening, or at night. Use your hand or a stick to knock the tent out of the tree when the caterpillars are present. You can apply organic Bacillus thuringiensis kerstaki to control the young larva. Spray the tent and leaves several feet beyond. In winter, check crabapples, plums, cherries, and other susceptible plants for the egg masses that resemble a small, shiny glob of mud. Prune off infested branches and destroy egg masses as found. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Near the Philadelphia sites that Americans recognize as the birthplace of this country, there's a small memorial to a man most do not know. However, it's this man, born an ocean away, that perhaps turned the tide of the very revolution that formed a new nation. His story is next on The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Thaddeus Kosciuszko was born in 1746 in what was then the Lithuanian-Polish Commonwealth, now a part of modern-day Belarus. He received education in both Warsaw and Paris and felt a draw to travel an ocean away to fight in a war close to his heart.
Kosciuszko is sympathetic to the American cause. He has military and engineering skills that he wants to put to use. So in 1776, he's 30 years old. He sails to America.
Jay Hinesley is a supervisory park ranger at Independence National Historical Park, which oversees the Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial. When Kosciuszko arrived in Philadelphia, he presented himself to the Continental Congress, and based on his education, was immediately put to work designing fortifications for the city.
Then he gets sent to New York. He spends a couple of years up there, and among other things, he'll design the fortifications at West Point.
Perhaps his greatest feat took place at Saratoga, where Kosciuszko's work made a lasting impact.
General Horatio Gates, who was in charge of that campaign, really credits Kosciuszko's engineering skills with helping to win the victory at Saratoga. So the British surrender almost 6,000 troops, and it's really the turning point in the war. It's what convinces France to come in on the American side.
Jay says Kosciuszko's mind saw the landscape in a unique way that proved pivotal in many battles during the American Revolution. He longed to not only be an engineer, but to be in the thick of the battle itself. He got his chance.
So he will command and lead troops, in fact, right up to the end of the war. He's involved in one of the final battles in the South. He ends the war as a brigadier general.
There's more to this story, though, including Kosciuszko's unique will that says much on his thoughts about freedom. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction with tractors, tools, collectibles, and household items for the Melvin Sedlacek family. Saturday, April 25th, sale begins 10 a.m. southeast of Marysville. Tractors and machinery sell at 1 o'clock, including an Oliver 1650 tractor with a 6-foot loader, McCormick Farmall H tractor with a 42-inch bucket, John Deere B tractor with a 7-foot sickle mower, 3-point rotary mower, 7-foot 3-point blade, drill, a lister, a harrow, boom sprayer, sickle mower, tools including a wood lathe, lathe tools, bandsaw, radial arm saw, table saw, and planer. Couple of chainsaws, step ladders, lawn and garden equipment, including a 24-horse, 42-inch rotting mower, push-type lawn mowers, a lawn cart, a couple of guns, a shotgun, a 22 rifle. Several collectibles include cream cans and a few crocs, plus household items, including a 16-foot refrigerator, three-piece queen-size bedroom set, chest of drawers, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for the Melvin Sedlacek family Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1396 Limestone Road, a mile east of Marysville to 13th and a mile south to Limestone, and a mile and three-quarter east. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you don't stock your pond with fish on a regular basis, hopefully they'll reproduce on their own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make it easier by providing a good spawning habitat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Icy brush piles and Christmas trees sitting on ice-covered ponds in the winter. When the ice thaws, it all falls in and creates habitat for fish. Adding structure to water is important to maintain the balance of large and small fishes. They're not too picky. Piles of concrete blocks, bundles of brush, just about anything will do for a nesting area. A lot of pond owners raise catfish, which like to hide and lay eggs in hollow logs on the bottom. Neil Vanderbosch with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says another priority for a good spawning habitat is water clarity.
Watch your runoff that's going into the pond. Where's your water source? Would be important. I've heard of people when they get too much algae, they want to treat that algae with chemicals and things like that, and you got to watch out. You can have an oxygen drop if you're using herbicides or algicides in there and things like that. Your runoff from your property into the pond gets sediment and nutrients coming in there. So you want to kind of protect your water quality.
The soil under the pond is something else to consider. The pond may be sitting on clay, which creates a mucky bottom. Bass, bluegill, and other panfish like to lay eggs in sandy, gravelly areas.
They're able to work their way down through quite a bit of soft sediment, but you know, if there's nothing down there below, and it's hard to create that sandy area in a man-made pond. Usually bluegills and sunfish will find a way to spawn, but that's the main criteria for panfish spawning.
A good spawning habitat also includes the right balance of vegetation. It provides a home for insects and other creatures in the panfish food chain and creates cover for the young fry. However, you don't want too much vegetation or anglers will find it difficult to fish in the pond. Learn more about creating a spawning habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
What kind of difference can a small gift really make? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In John 6, a young boy offered Jesus 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It wasn't much, especially with a crowd of more than 5,000 people waiting to eat. But the miracle didn't depend on the size of the gift. It depended on whose hands it was placed in. Jesus took that small offering, blessed it, and fed thousands. What seemed insignificant became more than enough. The same principle still applies today. Sometimes we hesitate to give because our contribution feels too small to matter. But generosity isn't measured by the amount. It's measured by trust. When we place what we have into God's hands, even if it's small, He can multiply it in ways we may never see.
We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Healthy soils lead to a healthier bottom line for farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Williamsport, Indiana farmer Rick Clark in yesterday's show. He was part of a panel discussion at a recent Heritage Foundation event on pesticides in agriculture. Clark says he was able to eliminate glyphosate use by adopting regenerative ag practices.
We figured out a way to work without it. We just need to be able to teach the larger group of farmers how to be able to farm. And the consumer needs education here as well. I truly believe that the consumer walks into a grocery store and they believe that, why would our government have anything on that shelf that's harmful for me? I truly believe they think that.
Clark says, however, the cold turkey approach won't work.
If we were to take glyphosate away tomorrow, it would be sheer chaos in the farming community. And you think food's expensive now, it will go even higher. But once this is implemented correctly, properly, given the proper time, we can do this.
Clark transitioned his farm to certified organic production, and crop practices and biologics now substitute for previously used pesticides. I'll have Clark back tomorrow to talk about the impact on end users. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply Store in Washington invites you to their grand opening April 24th. With special offers all day, burgers and brats serving at 5:30 p.m. until they're out, live music from Jake Giles starting at 8, and enter any time from now until the 24th to win a $400 Monument Grill. Welcome Plainsman Farm and Home Ranch Supply to Washington April 24th.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Kansas producers are seeing a landscape of sharp contrast this morning. The latest USDA crop progress report released Monday highlights a growing divide. While eastern Kansas has seen some active weather, the western half of the state is facing severe drought. In many areas, the lack of moisture is now a critical issue, and we're seeing that reflected in the numbers. Current ratings show that 41% of our winter wheat is now in poor or very poor condition, a significant jump that highlights the stress on this year's crop. The wheat is moving fast, though. We're already seeing 15% of the Kansas crop heading. That is 10 points ahead of last year and well above the historical average. However, this early growth makes the recent cold snap even more dangerous. With reports of overnight lows hitting the teens and 20s in some counties, producers are out in the fields checking joining and heading wheat for freeze damage. It's a high-stakes moment where weather and development are on a direct collision course. On the planting front, farmers have been making massive strides. Corn planting in Kansas jumped to 17% completion this week. While that's still trailing last year's 25% mark, it shows that the equipment is moving fast where conditions allow. We've also officially seen the first 7% of the soybean crop go into the ground. These early stands are desperate for a drink, as topsoil moisture across much of the state is still rated as largely short or very short. Looking ahead, the moisture situation remains the biggest hurdle for 2026. Subsoil reserves aren't providing much of a buffer, meaning we are entirely dependent on timely spring rains to carry these summer crops. On a brighter note, there is a system in the forecast for early next week that could bring relief to the Central Plains. For now, the watchword is resilience as we monitor these freezing temperatures and hope for a shift in the moisture pattern. As we look ahead, the 2026 season is proving that resiliency is the name of the game for Kansas producers. Between the rapid wheat development, the critical need for moisture in our spring-planted crops, and the volatility in global energy markets, there is no shortage of variables to manage. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtide, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
The agri-solar industry is emerging in the United States along with agri-solar technology. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The AgriSolar Clearinghouse is a nationwide hub developed by the National Center for Appropriate Technology to connect businesses, landowners, and researchers with trusted resources to support the growth of co-located solar and sustainable agriculture. Dr. Stacy Peterson is the Clearinghouse Program Manager.
We have this amazing group of partners. We've got 40 partners from around the country. We've got the National Renewable Energy Labs and Oak Ridge Lab, and we've got Argonne National Laboratory. We've also got universities like George Washington University and a whole team of grad students and the folks down at the Biosphere, down at University of Arizona. And we've got pollinator experts like the Bee and Butterfly Habitat Fund.
As the number of solar installations increases, Dr. Peterson talks about what they are evaluating in the current site projects.
Really good functioning information piece for people to have a lot of technical assistance and to create a community. So to me, our best metrics are, is that community functioning well? Are people using the website? Do we have very usable materials and technical assistance pieces? Socially, I'm looking for, is this a socially accepted practice? Is there best practices that we can help promote? We're actually going to be creating those over the next year because we found that there's a real gap in that. We're a farmer first organization, so we want to do this in a way and establish best practices that work for farmers and that work for ranchers first. So that's a little bit different than what might work for a solar company.
The Clearinghouse is being funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. Maintaining a healthy cattle herd includes the feed and supplements provided to them. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner explains the importance of understanding informational tags when purchasing feed and minerals, highlighting the rules and regulations that go into that feed and to make sure producers understand the purpose of the feed as well.
I think it's good for folks to be aware that feed manufacturers follow the guidance of the laws that are put in place at the state level. And those guidelines that are put in place really are developed through the guidance of an additional regulatory body that is out there in the feed manufacturing industry. And that body is called the AFCO, or the Association of American Feed Control Officials.
Warner discusses what producers need to look at and understand on feed tags.
So when we think about just the main areas that you want to look for a tag, okay, there's going to be a brand name that feed might be labeled under, and then a specific product name, and then there's going to be a purpose statement. And that's really important, that there's going to be a specific purpose statement that's going to be labeled on that tag. And so as an example, if something said, okay, if it was a feed that was labeled as a protein supplement for beef cattle, well, that would be an example of a purpose statement that's on that tag. And the name of the product might be 30% range cube. So we have a specific product name, and then we have a specific statement for the intended purpose of that feed.
He describes the importance of knowing how to ration medicated feed.
I think the biggest thing that folks always want to keep in mind as they think about their feed manufacturing labels is make really, really close attention, or pay really close attention to the drug medications that might be listed in that product, and make sure that you have a good sound understanding of what the feeding directions are relative to the intended use of that product. And I think something that can be, that can be really, real easily overlooked is just understanding what is the intended use of that product based on the level of medication that might be in that feed. So just make sure that you have a clear understanding of what the label says, what the intended use is, and how much of that product you actually need to be feeding out to make sure that you're feeding that product appropriately, so you're feeding it within the guidelines and what the recommended levels are based on the level of medication that's in there.
That was K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner on understanding feed tags and recognizing what it is intended for and making sure that medicated feed is properly used. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cattle sales Thursdays at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. For upcoming consignment listings, go online to marysvillelivestock.com. Or call the sale barn if you're listing early consignments. Contact sale barn manager Jim Dollinghouse or any of their fieldmen. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales on Thursdays. For additional information and early consignments, go online to marysvillelivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day. Over in the grains market, we continue to be mixed to mostly higher across the board, and that has been the theme since the start of the day. For the seeds market, however, there's a lot of losses across the board as of now, and the soybean numbers have been progressively going deeper into the red. And for the livestock, the cattle still deep into the red all across the board over here, and the hogs, they continue to lean mostly in the green. In the corn market, May corn up 1.25 at 4.55 even, and July up 1.75 at 4.63 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May down a penny at 6.42 1/2, and July down 0.75 cents at 6.55 even. In the oats market, May oats now up 1.25 at 3.25 1/4, July up 0.25 cents at 3.37 1/2. In the bean market, May beans down 5.25 at 11.68 3/4, and July down 6 cents at 11.84 1/4. Soybean meal for May down $1.50 at 3.23.80, and July down 2.30 at 3.18.90. Soybean oil for May down 41 cents at 71.73, and July down 47 cents at 71.18. In the canola market, May canola up 70 cents at 7.21.70, and July up $1.10 at 7.36.10. In the cotton market, May cotton down 2.20 at 76.06, and July down 2.28 at 78. 98.57. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 15 cents at 98.37 and September up 17 cents at 98.14. The euro for June is in the red down to $1.17 and September in the red as well at $1.17, but it's pushing to $1.18. And the Japanese yen for June in the red down to 62 cents and September in the red as well at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 continues to rise. NASDAQ hits new high after U.S. extends Iran ceasefire, with the Dow Jones up 305 points at 49,454, the S&P 500 up 60 points at 7,124, and the NASDAQ up 326 points at 24,586. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions. From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The on-again, off-again ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is on again, and stocks have responded with a rally. The Dow went into the midday with a 300-point gain. The S&P and NASDAQ composite both rose into record territory to start the trading day. Are you getting bigger, or is that bag of chips getting smaller? New data from Investors Observer shows that in 2022, a 15.5-ounce bag of nacho cheese Doritos cost $5.99. In 2023, the bag shrank to 14.5 ounces, but now costs $6.69. Retirement out of reach. The Employee Benefit Research Institute says 61% of workers are very or somewhat confident in their resources for retirement, the lowest point in more than a decade. Related but not related, the share of workers who say they are satisfied with wage compensation fell to 52.3% in March, the lowest in the 12-year history of the New York Federal Reserve Bank survey. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
Donations made to CMH Foundation through the Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be designated towards priority needs. We invite you to partner with us during this event and see the impact your gift can make to support rural healthcare. Funds raised will be used towards updating hospital equipment and allow CMH to continue to provide top quality healthcare services for our community.
Pony Up Marysville is your chance to invest in the future of our community. Your gift to One Marysville helps bring new life to the spaces we share, making Marysville more welcoming, walkable, and beautiful. From vibrant flower beds to park benches, your donation directly enhances how we experience our town. It also supports the Sparklers, a dedicated team of volunteers caring for public landscaping across Marysville. Your contribution helps fund seating, planters, seasonal decor, and more, adding comfort and charm to our community spaces. Give on May 1st and help Marysville look good, feel good, and bring people together. Pony Up Marysville.
Be a part of something amazing. The Pony Express Barn and Museum is the only remaining intact Pony Express home station in the world. Together we can continue to build historical and educational displays and activities for children and adults from Marysville, Marshall County, and the nation. Please join us in moving forward. Your generous donation will help preserve the one-of-a-kind Pony Express Barn.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.